As in many Mexican states, hundreds of Sonorans have gone missing in recent years. Official investigations often don't turn up suspects or bodies, leaving family members to wonder and worry about their son, brother, or husband's fate. Some, however, have taken it upon themselves to find those bodies and have recently had a fair amount of tragic success. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Murphy Woodhouse reports.
Early on a recent Saturday, a group of mostly women started gathering in front of the state attorney's office in downtown Hermosillo, Sonora's capital. Most were wearing white shirts bearing simple portraits, along with a date. The day that person, a brother, a father, a cousin, was last seen.
Mi nombre es Andrea Ramirez Lugo.
She's looking for her son.
Mi nombre es Nancy Rico.
And her son has been missing for nearly 3 years.
Jessica Janet Pula Santana.
Francisco, her brother, was last seen in Guaymas, Sonora.
Francisco Javier.
These are the Guerreras Buscadoras de Sonora, or Sonoran Warrior Searchers. It's a women-led group formed early last year that has undertaken the search for missing loved ones. Chapters have since spread across the state.
Es una hermandad esto que estamos haciendo.
That's Guadalupe López, who traveled from the coastal city of Empalme to join the Hermosillo effort. Her husband went missing nearly a year ago. She says the group is a sisterhood bound together by pain like hers. From downtown Hermosillo, a caravan of cars headed southwest, out into the open desert. The destination was a nondescript, lonely stretch of highway flanked by barbed wire fences. The searchers flocked to a truck loaded down with shovels, picks, and stakes to gear up for the search. Before starting, they formed a large circle to pray. And then the search was on. That's group founder Maria Teresa Valdez, giving out instructions for the search. Her brother Fernando went missing in 2015. She's telling volunteers to form a line along the fence to comb the area. They're looking for places where the dirt has been disturbed, looks wet, or otherwise suspicious. They then drive their sharpened rebar stakes into the ground. Tips emerging with an ammonia odor may indicate a good place to dig. Shovel in hand, Baltasar Paraleal was on a rise scanning the desert. He had come down from Nogales, Sonora to look for his missing son of the same name.
Encontrarlo como esté, donde esté, y pues nada más.
Expressing a sentiment shared by many searchers, he says he and his family just want to know where his son is, not what happened or who's responsible.
Sí, porque su mamá no descansa. Ni yo tampoco.
Not knowing has meant many restless nights for him and his wife. Half an hour later, Para, Valdez, and others were digging up a spot she found promising.
No, aquí esto no tiene mucho, esto está reciente, esto está removida reciente.
The ground here had been turned up recently, she says, but ultimately, none of the other telltale signs of a body were found. While that Saturday's search turned up no remains, the Guerreras have had a great deal of macabre success in recent months. This spring, on the outskirts of Ciudad Obregón in southern Sonora, they dug up 38 bodies in an area known as Campo 30, or Field 30. Tips about where to look often come anonymously to group members, who don't ask for details. State officials assist during searches, as well as identify the remains and return them to family members. There are roughly 2,200 missing people in Sonora. In January, the former head of the National Searching Commission said there were more than 40,000 nationwide. But the work of the Guerreras can help push that figure down. In May, two of the bodies among the 38 were identified as brothers Andres Benito and Daniel Herrera. Nogales, Arizona resident Ana Cristi Herrera is their sister.
Es una angustia y un dolor que en realidad no hay palabras.
It's anguish, a pain there just aren't words for, she says. You go to bed worrying about them. Are they hurting? Are they hungry? Water gets stuck in your throat thinking that they may be thirsty, wherever they are.
Es el fin de estar con ese dolor.
Having their bodies returned was the end of the pain of not knowing where they are, she says. But it was also the start of mourning the fact that they're never coming back. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.